You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Then Jesus' mother and his brothers came to him, but they could not reach him because of the crowd. And he was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside desiring to see you." But he answered them, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it." One day he got into a boat with his disciples and he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side of the lake." So they set out. And as they sailed, he fell asleep. And a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in danger. And they went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we're perishing." And he awoke and rebuked the wind and the raging waves, and they ceased, and there was a calm. He said to them, "Where is your faith?" And they were afraid, and they marveled, saying to one another, "Who then is this, that he commands even winds and water, and they obey him?" Here ends the reading. There are times when it seems Jesus is a bit insensitive to his family. At the wedding at Cana in Galilee, when his mother Mary asks him to help with the wine shortage, he responds, "Woman, what has this to do with me?" In our account above, the Lord seems to dismiss his mother and his brothers, asserting that only those who hear the word of God and do it are his mother and brothers. Of course, what Jesus says here is true, and elsewhere we are told that his mother and his brothers are sometimes looking for him to save him from himself, to rein him in, perhaps before he runs afoul of the Jewish or Roman authorities. If that's their goal, then Jesus will have none of it, as he's all about sharing the good news of the kingdom. If Jesus' family were afraid for him because of his preaching, teaching, and healing, then surely it was a sign of a lack of faith or trust in Jesus and the Father's will for him. They would then be acting contrary to the word of God. In the next instance, we see that the disciples themselves are sometimes fearful and lacking faith. It's an all too common human response when we are beset by storms in life, by illness, loss, uncertainty, difficulty of any kind, that we assume Jesus must be asleep in the boat or not with us in the boat of our lives at all. We cry out, "Lord, don't you care that I'm perishing?" And his reply is, "O ye of little faith." Though we all face trials and challenges in life, the Lord is with us and will finally calm our frightened hearts and minds. With a word, he rebukes the wind and the waves and brings calm. This is truly the peace of God which passes all human understanding, as we read in Philippians 4:7. It is the peace that Christ gives that's not like the world's peace, John 14:27. It's not the absence of wind and waves in life, but the ability to have peace and calm in the midst of it, because Jesus Christ, Lord of life and death, is with us always. Are you, even now, beset by storms in your life? Are you or your loved ones dealing with sickness, grief, addiction, lack of faith? Does it seem at times that the Lord has abandoned you, leaving you alone in a sinking boat? The Lord says, "Peace be with you. Peace be with you." Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, grant me peace and calm in the midst of the storms of life. Amen. a suggested Lenten response for today. Share the peace of the Lord with someone who needs it.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.